DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I saw this number. It's the only thing I can think about, the only thing I can talk about. It's the only thing I'm really interested in, quite frankly. I can't believe this. I don't have updated numbers after this, okay? So it's now almost a week that this release has happened, okay, Jeeps? But in the first 3 days since its release on Netflix, Squid Game Season 3, 60.1 million people have watched all or part of that season. 60.1 million people, which sets a new record for that time frame, which sets a new record for, I think, the biggest TV launch ever for Netflix. Season 2 had a higher opening week total, which was 68 million for the week. This was in the first 3 days of it coming out. It is, to me, one of the, every once in a while, like, something will happen entertainment-wise or whatever, like a movie will do a certain amount, or, you know, the finale of this TV show or the Super Bowl got this many viewers. A paid subscription service that now most everybody has, obviously, but still not ubiquitous around the world, or it still doesn't seem to me that it is that way. Something that is in its third season, not the premiere that got a lot of hype or whatever. 60 million people in 3 days watched Squid Game. I just can't get over how different entertainment is and how it's how the world has changed and how we consume things just within the span of my lifetime. I'm old enough, telling myself here, where someone would say, change the channel. And that meant whoever was closest, or if you lost the nose game, which is touch your nose, you had to stand up and turn the dial. You go, this one, this one, this one. Yeah, leave it there. And you go and sit back down. We did that before we got cable, before the clicker, before the remote, whatever you want to call it. Now, you push a button. It's dun-dun, recognizes that it's you. Do you want to pick up right where you left off on this show? Yes, I do. 60 million people in 3 days. I can't get over it.
So the number one most watched TV show in the U.S. today is Squid Game on Netflix. Number two is a show called The Waterfront, which I'm going to venture to guess you haven't heard of.
I've not heard of that.
I, for some reason, have this problem where if I start watching a miniseries, now I don't do this with all the shows you tell me to watch that I'm like seven seasons and 52 episodes behind on. Mm-hmm. but a mini series. If it's a one season, 6 or 8 episode drama building up to a culmination, even if it's not that good of a show and the acting's bad and there's a lot of things about the show that don't work for me, I normally ride it out. I watched this dumb show over the 2 days where I was bedridden, sick, for the last 2 days. I'd already watched 1 or 2 episodes, I think, like a week ago. And I wasn't enjoying it that much, but I was like, all right, let me see what happens.
I'm already here. Yeah.
And so I kept going and I kept going. And I was like, at some point, it's going to get better. And I realized at the end, there's no way anybody thinks differently than I do in the way of this show was missing something. It's like one of those shows where it's like, was it the acting? Was it the writing? It's just not a high quality show, but it has some good things. And like the plot, if you just hear about it, is kind of cool. And some of the you know, the shots and the scenery and the water elements are kind of neat. I don't know why it is, Danny, with these, and this is why these shows are made this way. I think these 8 episodes, little Netflix, you can knock them out in a few days. But when I get going on one of these, even if I know it stinks, I keep going.
You just do it because you're already committed.
I feel like you are able to pull the ripcord really easily when you're not in on the show.
Yeah, if something stinks, that's the end for
but
me.
But I think you got to give a show, what, 3 episodes? Well, if there's only 8 and now you're quite literally, I mean, when you're 3/8 of the way down, you've watched 38% of the show. You're 4/10 of the way home. I feel like it's just like, all right, well, now I'm interested enough in this one character. Let me see what happens. Even though you know it's not a good show. So as an example, recently when you go, what have you wasted your time watching? What content? There's so much great content out there. What broke through? I've got to tell people The Waterfront is the show I saw through to the end. That's embarrassing. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Because it's not very good. Yeah, I mean, to me, if I've heard really good things, so for example, I'll give you an example on this. Severance is that show for me. You hated it because the first 10 minutes are confusing and boring and they're setting something up. It was a slow burn. I kind of went, I don't love this show. I'm begging someone to do something. It's weird. It's quirky, but I could do weird and quirky anytime I feel like it, right? I could just stare at a wall with art house music on. Someone do something. And then the first little tug, the first little reveal, the first little, wait, what? Then this confusing thing. And all of a sudden I'm in. I'd heard such great things about the show that I'm willing to give it some time. If I just stumble onto something that's nubs and it proves itself to be nubby, and I'm going, okay, thanks. I can just move on to the next thing. So you're right. I do have that ability. I don't need conclusion. There's another Apple show. Everyone told me how great Silo was. I watched Silo for a couple episodes and I'm like, I just kind of can't do it. So I did something else.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.